Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Back in the 40s, when the old Howard Johnson's chain added pot pie to their standard menu, you know it had become an American icon. Though this classic example of comfort food is both simple and satisfying, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, as simple as pot pie may be, there are lots of little twists and turns that you can explore when you're making it.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great dish that I think lots of people have embraced.
Yeah.
Probably three parts, right? The sauce, the crust, and the filling.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce is a classic bechamel. But I think it's important to realize that we're going to make this bechamel much thicker than the traditional sauce.
Okay.
I actually use a lot of bechamel. You know, bechamel traditionally is milk.
Mm-hmm.
We got to use heavy cream in this one. And we have to use a lot more roux because we're going to thin the bechamel out with some sort of stock.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you were going to be using, say, like 3 or 4 cups of milk, you might only use 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour. I'm going with 8 tablespoons of butter and 1/2 cup of flour.
Good Lord.
1 cup of heavy cream to make this very thick paste,
mm-hmm.
and then thinning it out with 3 cups of chicken stock, let's say if I'm making
mm-hmm.
chicken pot pie. It gives you the most velvety but really sort of flavor-intense sauce. Because really, face it, I mean, that's kind of the fun part is getting into the sauce.
I think when the sauce gets into the crust and
it's just
this perfect combination.
So the crust is another conversation. I mean, traditional French pie crust, pâté brisé, the sort of simple butter, flour, water, salt recipe works great. A sweeter pie crust obviously isn't necessary. But, you know, John Shields has a great sweet potato pie crust that has been sort of a classic for Eastern Shore chicken pot pie,
mm-hmm.
that especially this time of year when sweet potatoes are available. And it's almost a bit more biscuity than pie crust-y, but it's just a great topping for extra flavor rather than just going with a sort of traditional bland pie crust.
Now, my question has always been, I know, I answer it, top and bottom.
Right.
As far
it's
as I'm
controversial,
concerned.
Right?
Yeah, I don't care. More crust, the better.
Right. The more crust, the better. I think, though, as a home cook, it's easier to just put the top crust on.
Yes, it is.
Right. To use sort of an oven-proof dish, roll out a piece of pastry, and just throw it on top of this. I mean, obviously, the more crust, the better. But, and I think the bottom crust, as you said, soaks up a lot of stuff, and it's fun. But there's nobody should be ashamed to make a pot pie with just a top crust.
Oh, no, not at all.
And like I said, way easier if you're just trying to do this at home, because what's it for? It's for getting rid of leftovers.
Yep.
Right? Because everything that goes into the pot pie should already be cooked.
Yeah.
Right? Because it should only take 15, 20 minutes in the oven just to warm everything through and bake the crust. So why make it hard?
Yeah, you're not going to throw raw chicken into this dish.
Nothing raw. Everything's got to be sort of left over from the night before or
mm-hmm.
a couple nights ago, and it's a great way to clean out the fridge.
Yeah, and of course, there's other things that we can use.
Oh.
I remember one time I got really ambitious and made a lobster pot pie.
Sure, like that's very decadent, but perfect.
It was.
Yeah, but a great thing. I mean, there's sky's the limit, you know, vegetarian versions without a doubt. You know, anything, meat, fish, poultry, it all can go in there.
And all the vegetables, this might be a good time in the winter to use a few root vegetables in this.
Yeah, again, as long as they're already cooked, they're perfect.
Hey, Jerry, can you flash over a couple recipes?
Of course, we'll give you some fun.
Put some recipes on the website.
Especially in the holidays, there should be plenty of leftovers.
Yeah, and Lord knows we all need a little comfort food.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.